You know that feeling, right? When someone really gets you, or maybe worse, that sting when you feel totally invisible.
Yeah, it's powerful. And it's more than just, feelings. It's fundamental.
Exactly. So today we're diving deep into the necessity of being seen. I want to explore why recognition, validation, social connection, why these aren't just nice to haves, but like basic human needs.
And our mission here is really to connect that feeling, the subjective experience, with the hard data, the biology, the societal effects.
We're drawing on some pretty comprehensive work.
Yeah, specifically Antonio Caballero's psychoneuroscientific analysis. It synthesizes research from, well, all over: psychology, neuroscience, public health, even economics.
So this isn't just about feeling good. It's understanding a core driver of, well, human flourishing and the huge costs when it's missing.
Definitely. Let's start with the psychological blueprint.
Okay, so this idea of the relational self. Recognition theory suggests our identity is literally built through how others see us, through validation.
And when that goes wrong, like misrecognition, being seen negatively, it's a real psychological injury.
You can see it in history, right? Civil rights movements, for example, they're fundamentally struggles for recognition, people fighting for love, respect, esteem.
Precisely. And then there's the social self. Social identity theory tells us how much our group memberships shape us. We have this drive for positive distinctiveness.
Meaning we want our groups and us by extension to look good compared to others.
Exactly. And get this, your brain tells in-group and out-group faces apart in just like 300 milliseconds. It's primal. This need to belong is deeply baked into our evolution.
Wow. Okay. And when that belonging feels threatened.
Well, that leads to things like stereotype threat.
Ah, right. So if you're aware of a negative stereotype about your group, say women in math or black students taking tests.
Yeah, that awareness itself can actually hurt your performance. It eats up cognitive resources, spikes anxiety. It directly attacks that sense of belonging.
So being unseen positively or seen negatively can literally hold you back.
Okay, let's shift to the brain. What's happening neurobiologically?
This is where it gets really stark. Social rejection, feeling invisible. It activates the same neural alarm system as physical pain. We're talking the dorsal anterior cingulate cortex and the anterior insula.
The same system. So, heartbreak feels like a broken bone to the brain.
In a very real sense, yes. The brain's alarm bells are ringing just as loudly. It kind of reframes social pain, doesn't it? It's not metaphorical.
Not at all. Okay, so that's the pain side. What about the flip side, connection?
Well, acceptance, feeling seen, that triggers the brain's reward circuitry, specifically the ventral striatum.
That's the same area that responds to things like food, money, basic rewards.
Exactly. But here's a crucial finding. People who are chronically lonely often show a blunted response in that area. They seem to get less neurological reward from social cues.
Huh. So it's almost like the system that should be pulling them towards connection isn't working as strongly. That seems to be the case, yeah. Which brings us to the real world costs of all
Yes,
this.
they are significant, right?
Oh, absolutely. Social isolation increases the risk of premature death by 29%. That's huge.
29%. That's comparable to smoking, isn't it?
Yeah, like smoking 15 cigarettes a day. It's actually considered more harmful than obesity. It's linked to heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, even a 50% increased risk of dementia.
50%. Wow. And that's often tied to chronic stress, inflammation.
Precisely. And the mental health impact is just as concerning. Lonely adults are twice as likely to develop depression.
And think about young people. There was that CDC data showing only, what, 58% of US high schoolers felt they got the social and emotional support they needed recently.
Yeah, between 2021 and 2023, that's a massive support gap.
It really is. And there are economic costs, too.
Immense. In the U.S. alone, social disconnection is estimated to cost around $460 billion a year just from workplace absenteeism. Globally, we're talking billions more. It hits healthcare, productivity, everything.
Okay, so this is clearly a major issue. How do we use this understanding to, move forward? What are the solutions?
Well, the understanding itself points towards solutions. In organizations, for instance, it's about building genuine cultures of recognition, using things like social learning theory to foster belonging.
Simple things, maybe, like structured feedback or recognition program.
Exactly, making people feel genuinely seen and valued. And then there's public policy. We need to treat social connection as a public health priority.
Like investing in social infrastructure, parks, libraries, community centers, places that naturally foster connection.
Yes, precisely. creating the conditions where people can connect.
So to wrap up, this need to be seen, it's not trivial. It's a deep biological, psychological imperative. Its absence has huge costs for health, identity, society.
It's an urgent issue, really, but one with clear paths forward.
Right. So maybe the thought to leave everyone with is this.
If our brains literally equate social rejection with physical pain and connection with fundamental rewards, what's the true hidden cost of a society where we're struggling to truly see each other? And what are we losing by not prioritizing this ancient vital need in our modern lives?